These are Christmas ornaments, and when they put them on sale after Christmas for 50 or 90% off, we go buy them and we use them in the houses. Isn't that cute?
Ken Christofferson is describing a tiny baby carriage, just the right size for one of his handmade dollhouses. Part treasure hunter, part master craftsman, Ken builds each house from scratch. He sands the frame, cuts wood for tiny pieces of furniture, paints, details, and designs every square inch until he has a 2-foot-tall custom creation. He spends 100 hours on each unique house. They're so beautiful, Ken is constantly mobbed with wannabe customers. But these dollhouses are not for sale.
My wife had just had cancer, and we decided, well, we're just going to see if the cancer hospital would like dollhouses. We started 5 years ago, and we've delivered 62 custom-built dollhouses so far.
Ken's wife, Cecilia, is a breast cancer survivor who endured more than a year of chemotherapy. She says donating to Children's Medical Center means the world to her.
I know what it feels like to be on the other side of cancer, having chemo and having needles stuck into you, and to be sitting there unable to do anything else but sit there and have this medicine poured into you.
So the Dollhouse Project, born from the simple desire to brighten a sick child's day, has taken on a life of its own. Ken and Cecilia's home in Saxe is crammed with work tables piled high with wood scraps, paint, beads, and princess figurines. After a successful run of dollhouses, Ken decided to expand.
People have been telling me I need to do something for boys, and I found the front of a barn on sale at Hobby Lobby, and I bought it for $1.50, brought it home, copied it, and now we're making barns.
Instead of traditional farm animals, Ken fills these barns with dinosaurs and other dangerous creatures. As you can imagine, they're a big hit with the boys. And the Christoffersons are very sensitive to their little consumers.
And we build them a foot wide, that way they fit onto the little table that rolls up to the bed.
Each time the Christoffersons make a delivery to Children's Medical Center, they unload, but don't stick around. They say they don't want the patients or their families to feel obligated to say thank you. It's truly all about the kids.
I love my dollhouse. It's special to me. I always play with it. I love it.
Kids like Kennedy Groves. She just turned 7 on Tuesday, and she is crazy about her dollhouse. As she bustles around, pointing out her favorite pieces of furniture, it's obvious each hour the Christoffersons put into her purple and black mini mansion was an hour well spent.
I love the little Kleenexes, all the details.
Kennedy has been in the cardiac intensive care unit at Children's Medical Center for about 4.5 months. She can't leave the hospital because she's reliant on an artificial heart called a Berlin while she waits on a transplant. She's been through a lot, including a stroke when she first went on the Berlin. But her beloved dollhouse has been a bright spot.
I wish I always had it. I just love it.
And the Christoffersons are determined to keep building hope for every child they can. Courtney Collins for KERA News.